right, guys, we're here.
You're like, I need to see wavelengths here.
Yeah, I always look up there like,
why isn't working? You're not talking. Need to get my seeds. No, but I have to go to I want to try Baker's Creek.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They have the beautiful Instagram feed. I use it for colorway inspiration.
Like, again, early pandemic last year, I like went to all these like seed catalog websites and just like ordered seed catalogs because I was like, I need happiness.
You. That is so you.
Yeah. And I wanted to start doing seed, like sprouting seeds with my daughter, which was not entirely successful, but was a fun experience nonetheless. And then we used the seed catalogs for crafts. So like our Mother's Day cards was like, you know, flower collages. Flowers. And, you know,
that's really cute.
I was like, I want to teach you how to use a glue stick to my 3-year-old daughter.
Sure.
Obviously.
She's that like, is I'll the teach most you. Pandemic thing I've heard.
I mean, yeah.
We did the same thing. We were like, let's grow seeds. Ours failed miserably. They were like stringy and gross. This year I'm going to be more prepared for it.
Mm. Yeah.
Now a challenge has been set and I'm determined to defeat it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, magazine, collaging.
Yeah. That's what forced me to buy a grow light. I have never looked back. Yeah, you have to. Right. It was my excuse, rather. Yeah. It's a good thing, though, because that's the only way I would be able to keep my plants alive indoors. Mm-hmm. If you've listened to our podcast before, you know that I live in an older house built in the 1920s. And so it's very drafty in certain times of the year, winter obviously being one of them. And they just need a little extra help. So I can't keep them by the windows, more or less, depending on what type of plant it is. But yeah.
And we know you're here for this type of content. Yeah. You know, with this wonderful podcast content, we know you're really into it. So you're so welcome. My name is Madeline.
I'm Elise.
And I'm Alyssa.
And we are charlatans.
Absolutely.
My frauds. So with this being a podcast, we thought it would be appropriate to talk about the podcast that we like to listen to and spread the love a little bit. And since, as Elise was saying earlier before we recorded, that you all, our listeners, know a bit more about us, you kind of understand why we like the podcast we like, or maybe it'll be surprising. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. We always record these episodes genuinely wanting listener feedback. So again, in case you're listening and you're like, oh, I've wanted to have, you know, wanted to make a comment about that in whatever previous episode, like, please reach out to us. We love it. Every comment we get, I'm always like, ooh, yay.
Yeah, well,
it's exciting.
Well, maybe probably make a Insta story about it and and have like all of our podcasts that we
share
mention.
Like our favorite episode from each show.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll do that now that we've spoken it into existence. So we wanted to start with some podcasts that we all listen to. And I mean, half the world listens to The Office Ladies.
Yep.
Yep.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's all we wanted to say about that. The Office Ladies came out at like the perfect time. It came out in a time when I really needed it and then kept me alive through the pandemic. I have not caught up, though. I don't think I've listened to an episode for about 2 months, which I'm loath to admit. But there's, I mean, when you love something as much as The Office, you can never have enough of it. That's my personal idea behind that.
I literally just messaged our friend group and was like, who's given in and bought Peacock? Because I have not. Yeah. And one of you bitches better.
None of us have yet. I can feel it is imminent for me. It's going to be soon.
So everybody needs to pressure her so I can steal her password.
Yeah, I'm at the point where it's been, 2 months now? Almost three. Haven't watched a single Office episode.
Once you start listening to the Office Ladies podcast again, you're going to be like, damn it. Because they're past season two, way past.
Right.
So.
And when you watch the show, you're like, I can't wait for them to cover this episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I recently rewatched The Dundies with my husband Michael about Michael Scott. I had realized I had to specify Michael in this sentence. It's not Michael Scott. It's my husband. And then on our car ride, I put on The Office Ladies Dundies because he hadn't listened to that episode, and I was like, oh yeah, right, all the fun facts. It's just, it's nice to know the behind the scenes. And I mean, it's just always nice to hear those ladies talk about such a fun span of their life, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've always been someone who's super interested in the like technical side of how shows and movies are made. So like, again, with Lord of the Rings, I had all of the like behind the scenes DVDs. So this is just so satisfying to, you know, hear the inside jokes between between cast members and like where the Chili's was, you know, that they that they used for filming this episode and just stuff like that. It's very gratifying.
It's yeah. also really heartwarming to know that they're all still friends.
Yeah.
So like Angela Kinsey like lives down the street from the guy who plays Creed. Mm-hmm. It's like
whose name
down
is
the street
Creed.
From Creed. Yeah. But like she still sees Oscar and you know they're all like friends still 10 years later, and that I'm like, this is why I love the show.
Speaking of Oscar really quick, this is a side note, but I'm pissed at Netflix because man, did they bait me with this new like Gabriel Iglesias show on Netflix. I don't even remember what the show's called. It's like some, I don't know. He's a teacher, but they put the cast member who plays Oscar, whose name is Oscar Nunez, on the like Netflix preview. I was like, what? He has his own show and he's like barely in this show. I'm like, damn,
they
you
knew
Netflix.
What they were doing.
They knew. You knew.
They're like, we know The Office is
just
gone,
dangling that over me. Oh, I'm gonna have to look up what show that is.
I'm so glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah.
I really needed
really
to talk
weighing
about
you down.
That. I'm so sorry. I find like Oscar Nunez is a completely underappreciated actor. Like his physical like body comedy is so good.
He's brilliant.
He's incredible. He has a small role in that Sandra Bullock movie,
The
Proposal. Where he's
yes.
a male stripper, and it's
no,
he's fantastic.
Not. Yes,
yes.
Have you never seen that movie?
Okay, the look on
I'm
their faces
so sorry.
Is so accusatory and shock. Yes, I have never.
Okay,
yes,
that
okay.
is your job tonight.
That is
that
a
movie
genuinely
is
good movie.
Okay,
with like Ryan Reynolds,
and you love Sandra Bullock.
Yes, okay. Okay, Betty White.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm saying okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Their faces right now.
It's so good.
That scene where the eagle comes and gets the dog leaves me in tears.
I die every time. Every time.
And that's like right after the like the stripper scene.
Yeah. Okay, this show is literally called Mr. Iglesias. Sorry.
So maybe you were the only one fooled here.
I was just so obsessed with the fact that, wait, Oscar has a show? And then it was like a
she
impulsive
has
thing.
Only an office track mind.
I do. Yeah. Clearly.
So speaking about Elise's feelings about Netflix, me and Alyssa really loved the podcast My Favorite Murder.
Yes, that's what got me into podcasts. It was Madeline. We were at that one coffee shop and we like discovered we mm-hmm. both had a thing for true crime. And she's like, you have to listen to My Favorite Murder. And I had never listened to a podcast mm-hmm. before.
So how did you discover My Favorite Murder, Madeline?
My coworker, Jessica.
So Jessica, how did you? No, I'm kidding.
Jessica, just she's the embodiment of good ideas. So she just is naturally finding everything wonderful in the world. But what's really funny is it was like a little secret. Not that I was ashamed of true crime. It's just one of those things that like, I didn't think anybody else in my life mm-hmm. was interested in it. So how do you casually bring it up? And that's kind of the running joke with murderinos is that like you just start talking about true crime and you just see everybody's like slowly evacuate the room around you. But then I was like, yeah, I'm listening to this podcast. This is called My Favorite Murder. And my sister-in-law, Hannah, was like, why do you listen to it too? And then I talked to Alyssa about it. I was like, you have true crime. You have to listen to My Favorite Murder. So now we're all a little group of murderinos. And it feels really nice to have them in real life.
It's great. My Favorite Murder does a really nice job of like telling the facts like in a realistic way with some light comedy. They've got a great like fan base. Mm-hmm. So it's like heartwarming to learn about murder.
It's comedic murder telling.
Yes. But also they address a lot of
with
real
empathy.
Issues. Yeah, like they talk a lot about injustice and the criminal system. And
they're
like,
very real.
Yes.
They're very vulnerable as hosts. And it's like, because they're so well known now and they've become like friends with, the hosts have become friends. Karen Kilgariff, I almost said Kilgariff, and she would have come for me.
Yeah,
oh my God. Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. They have become friends and I feel like you're, like in room with your friends and mm-hmm. they're just so vulnerable with each other on the microphone where if I'm ever hesitant when we're speaking about our topics here at the Charlatans, I'm like, look, if Georgia and Karen are talking about their heavy shit on their very popular podcast, I think I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
On top of then talking about murder. It will be fine. But that is a big love of me and Alyssa's. We've bonded.
We bonded a lot. We mm-hmm. like talk about our favorite episodes. Another true crime one I really like is Crime Junkie.
Oh, I've listened to Crime Junkie.
Crime Junkie is really, because Crime Junkie, there's not, it's like the humor and
Midwestern.
Like talking about like injustice of the world and having the big discussions. It's very like point blank. This is exactly what happened at this time. And then they might discuss like if you haven't found the murderer yet or like what could be right or
they
wrong.
Shout out to Crime Stoppers a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's another really good one if you just want like straight to the point. They also, they post like the funniest memes on Instagram if you follow them.
And we'll be following them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elise is like, okay, crazy.
No, I mean, I've always had this really like morbid fascination with serial killers, but like not as something that I guess it just has not translated into my podcast listening. I have listened to many episodes of My Favorite Murder. It is a very good show,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not a regular listener. So
yeah, that's fair. And then, Alyssa and I just had another bonding moment where we just realized we both listened to, is it CBC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We both listened to CBC yes. podcast, and it's just like in-depth, incredible, beautiful Canadian reporting.
We should have known with our love for Schitt's Creek that we should be focusing on the Canadians. We've both listened to different seasons, though. So yeah, I listened to the season Uncover, which is following this guy, Glenn Assoon, who has been jailed for 20 years for raping and murdering his wife. But they find out really the police in the entire legal system through the judges, police system, they've, you know, come up with corrupt files and different things. And it goes up to like the Supreme Court, and you see, it's interesting because the Canadian system is similar to our own and not similar to our own. So like trying to see how like
the both difference of in our charges and everything.
Well, and our criminal justice systems have both kind of like wrong things inside of each of them, even though they operate in different ways. So it's kind of cool to hear about that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been listening to Evil by Design, which is newer, about the horrible human garbage person that is Peter Nygaard. I won't go into detail because it can be triggering to some, but it's an incredible series, and I think they're coming up on Mondays. So, you know, competing with her podcast, you know, similar content. But it's just incredible reporting. Highly recommend it. Elise, we've taken up so much time about true crime. You throw an uplifting.
I wasn't prepared for this. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, here's an uplifting one, kind of, sort of. I just told Alyssa about this one the other day. I've started to listen to Swish and Flick, an mm-hmm. all Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick is a great title.
It's a great title. This podcast is, it's been putting out content regularly since 2017, and each episode is a deep dive into the subsequent chapters of a particular Harry Potter book. So obviously they started with book one and are just going through the series. And I think they're on book like four now. Very enjoyable. It's just fun. It's like four friends just like talking about Harry Potter, which is very much it's reminiscent of the book clubs like we used to have last year pre-pandemic. It's very, very fun.
And so, Elise is a recent reader of Harry Potter.
I am.
Relative to a lot of people.
Yeah. I did not read it growing up. So much to the delight of my friends, I picked it up in my adulthood once I started working at the library. And I mean,
what do you think? Where are
exactly,
you at? Oh my God.
Like, it just didn't feel right that I was a librarian, but had not read one of the most like prolific, you know, children's fantasy series of our time. So I got on that real quick and soon became obsessed.
She's a Ravenclaw.
I am 100% a Ravenclaw. Mm-hmm. Proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's my like uplifting transitional. I'll do one more that's sort of like story related. Again, during the pandemic, I discovered this show called Circle Round. If you have children, you've probably heard of this, but it's put on by WBUR, and they adapt folk tales from different cultures around the world and kind of put like a dramatized show on. But it was really nice because this was how like Amelia and I bonded pre-pandemic, because to be honest, like my anxiety was so high that even like reading a book to my child was
really. Speaking of children, if you can hear
bumps in the night right now. It's children pitter-pattering upstairs, by which I mean crashing.
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter and Alyssa's kids are up here. Oh, that's my daughter's so squeal. Aww. It's just so heartwarming because, like, they've gone, like, a year not seeing children, not seeing their friends.
Wow.
And so she's just... Anyway. Yeah, Circle Round. Highly, highly recommend it. But each one is... read by either a celebrity or someone from that culture. It's really, really good. Highly recommend Circle Round if you want to have something to do with your kids. It's nice to put on in the car when you're like going to the grocery store because they're short. So four or five, 6 minutes.
Yeah. One we like with our kids is Story Pirates. So kids around the country write their own stories and they turn it into Story Pirates. And Story Pirates is
it's great.
It's a cast, I don't know, four or five people, and they do different voices, different sound effects, and they take the story that kids have sent in and then perform it.
That's so cute.
And then they call the kids like, what gave you this idea? And it ranges from like little like kindergarten, first graders and their stories up to like fifth, sixth graders.
And I love that they commit. Like the stories are ridiculous and they just, that's what makes them so good. Like, this came from a child's mind. It's so heartwarming.
I mean, and their performances are so good. So it really, my oldest was a struggling writer. And so, like, listening to Story Pirates really kind of helped him, like, see, like, your imagination can go into your writing. And it helped a lot.
Yeah.
And they're very, they're strange-ass stories.
Yeah.
But they're very enticing. You kind of, like, get caught and you're like, oh, okay. But it's better than, like, we're not super, like, Kid Bop people or anything. But... when I know my children might not be able to listen to My Chemical Romance in the car.
Right.
Story Pirates comes on.
That's really cool to think that it's diving into child psychology that way. And you go, how did they get from A to C? Like, there's no B. We're just going straight on. You know, it just, it's fascinating to think what their mind concocts as a story.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like from a teacher standpoint, I really like the positivity about it because like from a teacher, we had to get like teach certain things about writing. So you kind of lose the fun sometimes in it. So I like that kids can just like write down any crap they want. I mean, not crap, but there's no like specific sequential beginning, middle, end, but you never lose like the artistic form of writing.
It's just expression.
And the whole thing is just like this really great positive like message out to kids, just do what you want and we'll have fun with it.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
I love that.
I have one that kind of has a story-like quality to it to me, and it's really well known as well. It's called Ologies with Ellie Ward.
I love Ologies.
Yeah. And I resonate so much with the host, but also in the fact that curiosity is something that you should never just dampen because it's not your profession. And the fact that what you're most curious about can be your profession all at once, but you don't have to do it as your moneymaker. You could just talk to people because it's interesting. You can just learn about something because you felt like it. But what's really cool about this podcast is ologies, as in diving into a different ology every week. So whether it be psychology or now I lost any sort of ology that there could be. Quick, say an ology.
Biology.
Thank God. Like, I literally was like, psychology is the only one that exists in my mind. But she goes into really niche topics and talks with experts in different ologies of their own. Mm. And I feel like I could pause one of those episodes and not feel lost because there's a really human element to it in that it's not going so scientific to where you get lost and overwhelmed by the deep content. It's conversational. It's an interview. It's deep diving into current topics, and she chooses really timely topics as well. So highly recommend that. Especially there's one on procrastination that is so fascinating. Again, psychology. But it was just so fascinating to me to where I sent it to a couple people that I thought would be, you know, interested in it. And when I feel like I have to share an episode with someone, that's how you know it's a good podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you have to share it with someone. And I feel that way so often with ologies, but I want to share different episodes with different people because it hits so many different interest groups. So it's just an incredible podcast.
What's cool about Ellie Ward is she is reacting the same way in the podcast as I'm reacting when I'm listening. Like just this like shock and awe of learning. Like, it's not like she comes off like, oh, I know it all. But like that moment, like, that's so cool. Wow, I never knew that. Right. I can't believe this exists.
And she's very honest with that.
Yeah. And she's like, I like that out of a host on a podcast.
Yeah.
I listened to, for years I have followed the comedic group I Mom So Hard on YouTube. And they came out with a podcast, kind of the same thing time as Office Ladies, like February last year. And that is a fun one to listen to. I don't follow it like every single week, but it is light comedic about being a mom or like being middle-aged and fashion and weight and food and stresses of life. So if you ever like have a rough day as like a parent or just like a middle-aged woman, you're like, they drink wine and just kind of talk shit about everybody. And sometimes it just is like the right thing for like that moment.
Yeah.
So I really like that one. Plus their YouTube videos, if you've never watched them on YouTube.
Their YouTube videos are great.
They're hilarious. You've sent them to me before.
Oh my gosh. Funny. And I got to see them perform on their tour.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh,
when did that happen?
It was right after I had Luca.
Oh, wow.
So I remember I went there and I was like, I need to pump. That's how I timed.
You mom so hard.
She mom so hard. She had to pump at this show.
Yep. See?
I almost want to just leave this in.
This is absolutely staying
in. That's so great.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I remember.
I mean, that's the reality of it. That's why you were there.
Yeah. I needed a mom's night out.
The whole
but the
audience,
motherhood kept following
the,
me.
The my whole gosh. Audience, you just hear the sound of breast pumps.
That was...
Yeah. I have a mom-ish podcast. It's not really. It's... I hate the name of the podcast, so I'm going to just get the name out and then just, like, breeze past. It's called Get Your Glow Back. We've talked about how we feel about like mothers going back to, you know, whatever concoction of yourself you have pre-baby. I don't like that mentality. However, the content is actually super empowering for mothers. And we may have mentioned this before, but personally, when I listen to podcasts, I'm really there to like learn and like enrich my life. I don't know why I'm like looking at you like I'm talking to you.
Alyssa doesn't enrich her life.
No, I don't know why I'm like, it's just because like you're way off to my like left hand side. So this is
Alyssa's face is just like, ma'am, you're not making it better. Ma'am.
I'm so sorry. I dig myself into these verbal holes. But this one really helped me after I had my daughter.
I don't know why that's so funny.
What, the verbal hole?
Verbal hole. Please never say that.
Never again. I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Throw me into a verbal ditch.
Ew. After I had my daughter, Amelia, as every mother person who gives birth does, you like have no idea what your body's doing anymore. You really don't have any compass as to like how to move forward and regain your physical autonomy or even get a sense of that. If you're like breastfeeding, you're not going to have that for as long as you breastfeed or feel like you do. So I liked this one because Madeline Shaw is the host of Get Your Glow Back. She's
I was about
British.
To be very scared. I was like,
no, sorry. She's
don't
so sweet.
Talk to me about breastfeeding because I know nothing.
Wrong, Madeline.
Great.
She's so sweet. She has like the most beautiful British accent. She's so compassionate. So just like, very caring that you as a woman and as a mother feel like empowered in that postnatal time period where really you feel so just lost. So she has it's a wellness podcast. If you can't infer, she talks about everything from like mental health, physical health, spiritual health, nutrition, because her background is nutritional therapy. And it's a very interesting podcast. I hate the name, but it's a really good podcast. If you are pregnant or have recently been pregnant, new mom, etc. Even if you're not, like, she goes on, she's got a child who's 5. So, I mean, if you are a parent and you're kind of looking for like a empowering, positive podcast about being a healthy parent, this is a really good place to start. So that's called Get Your Glow Back. Host is Madeline Shaw.
I think it's interesting how different our podcast tastes are, because I feel like you're looking for something to like take away and to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the ones I pick, they're like seasonally based, but they're still stories or like critical thought. So like Serial, S-Town, another one I listen to is like 13 Minutes to the Moon, and you follow this season, but it's something to kind of like distract me from what I might be struggling with or the world around me.
I used mine for distraction as well.
So where I'm still like gathering like random informational facts I like.
Yeah, you're still learning.
But it's not like you were talking about, like Brené Brown earlier and different things like that.
You're talking about doing the work type
yeah.
of
yeah.
podcast.
I, yeah. Like you're internalizing some stuff where I'm like, I don't want any
I need
more
a goddamn break.
Yeah.
Where's the murder at?
Yeah, I mean, basically.
I'm such a learner by nature. So the media I consume sometimes
what
tends to reflect that. Yeah, I know.
You are, but you're learning about yourself. So I think that, because like, with a lot of our true crime ones, we're learning about the criminal justice system.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
learning about,
absolutely.
Like, you know, police rules and judges
doors.
And courts. Right. Things like that. It just, we're learning, but like, it's not stuff
yeah.
I'm ingesting like personally. So I think that's great that you do that.
I have a really good distraction podcast. That's like, it's so weird to say it, but I have like a whole community I'm a part of with, a podcast called Welcome to Our Podcast. Welcome to Our Podcast. Welcome to Our Podcast. If you listen to it, that's what they do at the beginning. And it's just so great. It's with Mike and Zoya Falzone, and they are wonderful, lighthearted people, and they just have a conversation. There you go. They're married and hilarious and wise, kind, got kind of people, and they have a Patreon, which then created a Discord of like an online community of listeners, and I've met so many friends, particularly during the pandemic, that have just been so wonderful, and they are just great people, and they're so funny, and they like to do bits. Sorry, guys. But they like to do bits with me, and it's just so fun.
Honestly, I'm glad you found a community like that, because you love your bits.
What kind of bit?
I love that about you, but it's just sometimes it's hard to lean into, you know? Absolutely. So that's
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I'm feeling really wild, Mike has a another podcast called Dynamic Banter he does with Steve Zaragoza, and it's loud. And has horns.
I would assume.
And
dynamic banter.
And screaming.
What a great name. Like, you really understand what you're getting into.
And they're like, writing it. You really know. And, you know, you think you know what you're getting into, and you don't. Like, it's even crazier than that. They recently did, like, a Beatles segment. Like, they just felt like talking about the Beatles for, like, a bajillion episodes. And they did, like, a deep dive into the Beatles.
Okay, I actually want to listen to that.
Oh, you... I yeah. think you would enjoy it. But they also have like a listener segment that they called History Roads, where people talk about just funny stories or podcast related stories. And it's just so funny. So those are like really great distraction podcasts for me. And then kind of on that same vein of humor is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. Have you guys?
No, I've never heard that one.
It's so funny. So it's one of those things where you put on real quick. So sometimes when I'm having a bad morning, I'll put it on while I'm in the shower. And it's just two people reading one-star reviews.
Oh, absolutely.
Of restaurants.
Yes. Of
I
car rashes.
Oh, yes.
Of like...
That sounds amazing.
Stores. They both picked up their phones. So Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
Oh, and we're going to link all of these in our description,
yeah.
by the
so,
way.
So, like, these are distractions. Like, I love to laugh, and I find that in my life, I'm finding less and less reasons to laugh. And
oh my gosh.
It's really heartbreaking to me. But then when I know I can rely on these forms of entertainment... yeah, Alyssa's face
I'm
is
sorry,
so happy.
I was reading like
government
titles.
Buildings in Hawaii,
car yeah. washes in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
like spooky spots in Salem,
reviews of Golden Corral. That's
and
the one I'm going to start
oh my
with.
Gosh. Yes.
What's really great about it too is that they put music on while they're reading it very formally, and then as soon as they start laughing, they cut the music. But when
guys.
They start reading again, the music starts again.
MLMs in Utah.
I saw libraries in LA.
Yes.
Okay, this is fantastic.
So
yeah, I subscribe.
Those are my three podcasts I go to when I need like an uplift.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Welcome to Our Podcast, Dynamic Banter. Also, guard your ears for that one. And Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
Oh my gosh, this
love
is
it.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah. So those are my humor related podcasts. I have a couple others, but it's like those are like once in a while. But I will listen to every single episode of these ones
mm-hmm.
for sure.
I probably need like more funny ones.
So I kind of do too. I listen to
NPR Politics.
Oh yeah,
yes. NPR News First. I listen to every morning. Like those are just news,
but it's short and to the point. And I know it's like media that's just like, this is what it is. I'm not listening to like bias crap. I have to be.
They state their bias or possible bias.
They do.
They're
like, this is what I think, and I like.
Or they're sponsored by someone who they're talking about or whatever.
And I like their banter back and forth. They have a good like team.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's dynamic?
Oh my god.
Her mic just fell down as soon as she said that.
Oh, horn honk two times.
Oh, so funny.
So I was juxtaposing my choices with like Madeline's hilarious, lighthearted ones over here. Something that I've determined
the depression podcast.
Something that I determined that I was gonna like really get in order in my 30s was like my financial goals, like separate of my husband and my family. And so I kind of made some moves in the 2020 year. And so my next two podcasts a little bit have to do with that. So the first one is called
GameStop.
I did not.
Damn it.
But I did open a stock portfolio. But so the first one is called Afford Anything. It's not for entrepreneurs and investors, but like she talks a lot about managing your money, particularly from the viewpoint of being a female, which again is relevant, but her basic premise for this podcast is that you can afford anything, just not everything. So it's like finding that trade-off between...
All right. I'm already feeling like they're getting at me.
Why?
That's so good.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. And so she's like, this is not like... You don't need to go through life with this victim mentality of like, oh, I don't have any money. I can't... Like, so what are you doing to be proactive about what you do want and defining what you do want? Which is something that I've really struggled with in the past. So this podcast has really helped me like with my spending and with just like understanding what do I want to accomplish financially as an individual. So
it's like financial awareness.
Yes. There you go. I love that. Financial awareness. So yeah, creating financial independence in your life, which again is something that's really important to me. Being a millennial has really just like made me aware of like, we got, you know, dealt some financial hands that weren't great when we became adults. And this, it's hard to sort through all of that, especially as you're like, I'm 30, I'm not quite where I want to be like financially. How do I really make some moves to get there? So I really love this podcast. It's called Afford Anything. And then last one, I'll just breeze through this. It's called The Brave Creative Podcast by Lizzie Benson. It is what it sounds. It's for...
We love a good title.
Yeah. And their podcast cover art is great too. But it's for women who have creative businesses and like how to be savvy with that. And so the podcast kind of focuses on the dissection or intersection between your creative art and your life.
And following.
Yeah, it's really good. So like if you make money from anything that you do with your creative output, this is a really good podcast to listen to. So and it's really just... It's just great. It's... an awesome podcast.
That sounds really good.
How to build a brand, stay true to like your artistic creative self, but be a smart, you know, smart person behind all of that.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that I've recently gotten into because it's a brand new podcast called In League Podcast. And my friend Catherine is actually one of the hosts, and it's about women's sports. And it is kicking ass. Like, I am just amazed at, it's covering a lot of issues that are going on in women's sports. They already have like, guests on board. They're talking about issues on, access to women's sports and viewership and, pay inequality on where does, queer identity fit in, like, so many different issues that goes on in women's sports on top of the fact that women's sports aren't even covered in general. So then there's also the leisure, just joy of women's sports that they speak about that isn't covered anywhere else. You know, just how many podcasts do we have on sports in general? How many channels do we have on sports in general? How many of it is an all women's sports channel?
Mm-hmm.
How much time is given to women's sports? And I am just amazed at how well done it is right off the gate, like right out of the gate. And it's just her and her co-host are so tactful in tackling these issues with respect of the sports industry at large, but are also asking the hard questions and covering the things they love all at once. I can't recommend it enough. Really love it.
Yeah, I saw that Catherine followed us on Twitter, and I was like, who is this? And then as I was like scrolling through
Catherine
the feed,
Petrie.
I was like, this is actually really interesting content.
She's incredible.
I didn't actually even know that there was like a women's hockey team anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like on a semi-professional level.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for her too, because she, you know, I was a soccer player for years and years and years. Like that was a major part of my identity. And once you age out of high school, there's nothing left for you. And there's no way to really engage in sport unless you literally dedicate so much time to sports in order to know about it. But how do I know who won the Super Bowl? Because people just talk about it in general. It's in ads, it's in newspapers. And, you know, sports are just everywhere. But it's men's sports that are just everywhere that I know about without engaging in games. I have to dig to find out about the winning, like, legendary U.S. women's soccer team. Like, what? Mm-hmm. So what's great is that anytime there's a game on, now she messages me and she's like, by the way, there's a game on. Go, go, go. And I'm like, I love you so much. Thank you so much. So she's been keeping me on deck with that. Thanks, Catherine.
Another one I really like is the Michelle Obama podcast.
Oh my gosh. Oh, how did I forget about that?
What a dream.
I'm so sorry.
What a dream.
It's really good because it's so incredibly heartfelt, and it doesn't just stick to one genre. It's literally whatever she just like really feels from the heart is like what that topic is going to be about that week. And it goes in seasons. So like her first season is done. And I would super highly suggest listening to it. I believe it's only on Spotify.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed hearing her perspective of like, this is why I care about these things. This is why I know it's a struggle. This is how I experienced. But here's what we do from here on out. Like, it's not just like sitting around and like moping about problems and how we've experienced them. But it's like, I like her empowerment she puts in each episode about you don't have to be the First Lady of the United States to get something done.
Right.
She's very much like grassroots in your community with your group of friends. Do this. Which I really like. She did one episode on women's health that
I was literally just going to say that episode. That was such a good one.
Breaking episode.
Oh my God. It was so good because I didn't, you know, we've talked about women's health on an episode, but there are just things, you know, we talked about it from like a teenager, preteen perspective, then like, you know, what we feel like in our 20s and 30s. And then she was bringing in this idea of like, we keep continuing this amount of silence into our womanhood, even like through menopause. And no one talks about menopause and how like this cycle never ends, but we keep telling ourselves as soon as we get through this, it's going to end. But the way she organized this season was really well done because her first episode or two talks about community, the community she built up. Like she grew up in, and then the one she built around herself with good, close friends and family while she was in the White House. Because then as the episodes go on and she starts talking about, obviously she's a huge advocate for taking care of your body and your health. But she goes on to talk about the other major things in her life she really cares and loves. And it's always based in an idea you need community to do it. Mm-hmm. So even like with the women's health one, it's like she didn't realize this was strange until her really good friend who was an obstetrician or an OB-GYN, something like was talking to her about it. And then all of their friends got together and were like, oh yeah, this is something we don't talk about, but we're all experiencing. I just like, it's not like you have to go pass laws and you have to go make phone calls to your senators and you have to just like, you got to make a little village for yourself and you got to buck up and let's do it.
You got to make a village for yourself.
I'd never heard about my health spoken in those terms of you have to build up your health support systems around you, especially as a female.
Yep.
And that no one's going to do that for you, unfortunately. But yeah, this discussion of like passing this information along to either our fellow women or like the women younger than us is how we really like bring about change for our gender, frankly. Like, you want unwanted pregnancies, we need to be talking about how to avoid them in like realistic terms. And I just really thought that was really cool. Just like getting honest with your daughters and, you know, the younger females in your life. Like, you can't just skirt past the issue and be like, what? Oh my gosh, I have to deal with this now. You know, it's too late at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, that was such a good episode.
She does all of her episodes. Like, I just pulled it up so I could remember them. what can you take in from your village and like what can you be putting out? Because she talks a lot about like mentorships, like who are you mentoring and who's mentoring you?
Yep.
And she does that in friends, in your career, in your marriage, in raising kids. It's just this very like you think of this woman who has altered the world. And yet she has this podcast where it's so like, what's going on in your living room right now? And that's what we're going to focus on.
And she cares about what's going on. She cares about you. What?
Yeah. She also has a TV show coming out soon for kids.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm so excited
about Netflix. I'm very excited.
It's about healthy cooking
with kids. Is Oscar Nunez in it?
Damn it. That's the only thing that would make it better.
Too soon.
Oh my God.
Elisa's so
mad. I'm never going to live this down.
I'm going to Photoshop that. I'm going to learn how to Photoshop. Oscar, what if he's on it?
There's only one thing I need to see in that thumbnail.
Oh my gosh.
That was a great podcast recommendation.
No,
I'm
excellent.
Sad that I forgot about that one.
I have one last section to recommend and I'll get through it real fast. Elise, do you have any other podcasts?
I have
left?
One more, and this one's really a really quick one.
Oh,
if any of you listened to our Enneagram episodes and liked it, any of our Enneagram episodes? Let me start that.
No,
over.
No, keep it because we mention it in every episode. Like
that, I know. Yeah, clearly I liked our.
It's
Enneagram
had an impact.
Episode. It's had an impact on her life.
So after we did the Enneagram episode, I just really grew interested in it, and I recently had a friend who is way more knowledgeable about the Enneagram than I am really explained to me what, like how it has helped her as a professional. I was like, oh, and so she recommended this one podcast called Enneagram and Coffee by Sarah Jane Case. And again, like it's a woman who takes like the Enneagram, each type, and really like pulls out the beautiful in each. Cause when I first took the Enneagram, I felt like, God, this is so condemning. And she's like, no. This is, I don't know. She just puts a very like positive spin on everything. And one of her best episodes was the subtypes of type 4, which obviously was one of my favorite episodes because I am a type 4. But I like that like she presents the information very like clearly. So I'm not like, what is this episode going to be about? You know, I don't know. It's a great one. So if you're mildly interested in the Enneagram or want to learn more or like, my results are kind of bullshit, this is a great podcast to listen to.
Yeah. Would you say it's more geared towards women at all? Or?
Oh, for sure. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it kind of had that vibe.
Yeah. She's very, like, inviting and friendly. Definitely wanting to make a community around, like, giving yourself compassion.
Yeah.
So that was really great about it.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. I like... See, you do have a couple of podcasts, though, that are based around community like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. My last batch, I think, is a little niche, but I want to mention it just in case there is anybody that is in the makeup industry. There are three podcasts I have for you. One is called The Makeup Show Podcast with Danessa Myricks and James Vincent. And shout out to Danessa Myricks, whose brand just got into Sephora this week.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's an incredible makeup artist. So is James Vincent. They've been in the field for a long, long time. And they talk about the industry and they talk a lot about the issues of the industry and what you can do to make the industry better and create a community. It's not super casual, but it's not super pro either. And because they're coming from a place of such wisdom, but also it's very New York though, I will say. It's very New York, but in approach. But what I like about Danessa is that she travels the world. So she knows the makeup industry worldwide. So it's really broadened my scope into
That's
knowing
cool.
how makeup artists act and how their beauty trends change per country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
that
been
would be
fascinating.
Really interesting to listen to.
It's very cool. And then my second podcast of the bunch is We Speak Beauty. And that's with Lottie and Lindsay, who is also known as Crazy Pretty. And Lottie is actually one of the makeup artist I have been a big, I don't know, I followed her work since I was a teenager. And before I knew it was all her work, like there's just certain makeup artists I noticed I just, you look at the credits and it happens to be that same artist all the time. Mm-hmm. And Lottie was one of them. Anyway, so We Speak Beauty is really cool. It's definitely more pro, but they recently launched this series of like behind the scenes where listener stories are anonymously put in about being on set and like mortifying stories and like rage filled stories of makeup artists being treated horribly or whether they had to leave the set or disaster stories. And it's so real because the makeup industry was really, really buttoned up until very recently, where you don't discuss stuff that happens. You don't discuss tips and tricks. You don't say anything about anyone. But now with social media, there's certain things that you have to learn on your own, just like with any artistry. But when it comes to knowing how to act on set, what terms of professionalism you need, that information can be shared and has been shared on this podcast. It's been so wonderful. And Lindsay's from the Midwest too. So she ends up talking about Milwaukee and stuff. And I'm like, of course, I'm like, oh, she's wonderful. But they're very cool. So We Speak Beauty. And then the last one we've mentioned before, it's called On Reflection Beauty. And it's from Femme Mifedo, who I think I mentioned her in the skincare episode. She is a beauty editor out of the UK, and she is just incredible as a human being, as a writer, as a businesswoman. And she talks about topics that are timely, current trends, issues in the beauty industry. And it's not just for people who do makeup or skincare professionally. It's for anyone. Anybody could enjoy that, I think, male or female. And she's a woman of color, and she talks particularly about social justice issues right now when there's a major shift in the industry and how we can support Black-owned brands and sustainably sourced materials and all of that. And it's just wonderful. So if you're kind of a beauty geek, highly recommend those, particularly On Reflection Beauty. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Oh, I have one more. It's called The Charlatans Podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I will admit, when I was scrolling through, I was like, oh, there's ours.
Yeah, no.
Obviously.
We follow our own.
We do.
We have three whole followers. No, we have six because we have husbands. But anybody who's listened to our podcast, like even one full episode, thank you so much.
I know.
If it's this one, thank you so much, because that would be the end. But like, just knowing that we've made a podcast in general is just so wild to me.
And it's interesting to see the podcasts that have influenced us.
Yeah.
And like how we bring some of that
humor
to
beauty, murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Madeline.
Yeah.
Just okay. And
Elise, this is our
Elise's
choices.
Enneagram, learning.
I know.
Depth, children. And then, yeah. And you're like, community, murder,
yeah.
Children. Oh, mom humor. Yeah, I love that.
I like the random eclectic nature of our choices for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of these will be put down below if you want to do some self-exploration.
Yeah.
You always ask who, what are we smelling? So I'll let you do that.
What are we smelling?
You're looking at grandma eyes over here.
Oh,
it's
Alyssa.
Your candle.
It's lemon.
It's not just lemon.
It's not just lemon. It's Sicilian lemon.
I'm sorry.
It kind of gives it a chef's
Sicily.
Kiss.
Sicily. It was 1914. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I've been watching Golden Girls.
I was like, did you watch The Godfather recently?
No.
Like, what is this?
In Sicily, 1914.
Joseph and I are a bunch of old people, and we've started watching Golden Girls.
I love that.
And
thank you,
Sophia,
for being a friend.
Oh my God. We sing that to each other all the time. But Sophia, the older mom, is always like, back in Sicily, we would have left you on the street dead when you did that.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, always say that. In 1914. So, Sicilian lemon. In the hopes of our Midwest hearts that spring is on the horizon.
Yeah, this is
snow is melting.
Major spring vibes.
Our rivers are flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're prepared. The wind.
We're ready for
it. The wind has been unleashed today.
The lake is angry.
Yeah. And that's always a sign that new weather is coming whenever it gets super windy like this. It's whoosh. And then I've noticed that there is buds on the trees.
Oh, we noticed that too. A frost is still coming.
Super excited. Noticed that my Hoya stopped losing leaves, which means spring is coming.
My Hoya has not lost any leaves.
Okay.
There was sunshine All right. this week.
Okay.
Yeah, there was sunshine. Actually, my Hoyas are blooming like crazy. Not blooming literally as in flowers, but sorry, they're sending out new
Liar.
Leaves. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Sicilian lemon. Nice, fresh, non-spawn, gifted to Alyssa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Aww, Elise, so sweet.
Where can people tell us about their favorite podcast?
Yes, give us recommendations. Find us on Facebook, The Charlatans Podcast, and we are at Charlatans Pod on Instagram. And if you like to email, you can send us one at charlatanspod@gmail.com.
And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe or follow, because it makes a big difference in how people can find us and even how you can easily find us again, because we submit pretty much bi-weekly at this point for new episodes. So if you want to keep in touch with us, that always helps too. But thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you guys soon.
The Charlatans Podcast is recorded and edited at Cellar Studio 39. Special thanks to Michael Lehman for creating our music and Max Young for original artwork.